So it'll be a 27-yard field goal attempt for R.L. Romesburg. His holder is Shaunzi, the quarterback. Be aware of that, ladies and gentlemen. Dudek is not afraid to do some trick plays here and there. Shaunzi now gets down on one knee. Romesburg set. Here's a snap, put down. Here's Romesburg kick. It's long enough, and it's good enough. With 3 minutes exactly remaining in the second quarter, this Midland Empire Conference game in St. Joseph, Missouri, Chilligati trails the St. Joe Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles 10-0. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Mark Simmer along with Butch Shaver coming to you live from Missouri Western State University in St. Joseph, Missouri, where the Chilligati Hornets have slowly dug themselves into a little bit of a hole here against the Golden Eagles. We have 3 minutes remaining, second quarter, and the Golden Eagles lead the Hornets 10-0. Some other scores to announce. Late in the first half, Savannah beating Benton 19-7, and Maryville beating Cameron 16-6. Here's the kickoff that Midget takes inside his own 5, gets up to the 15, the 20, and is pushed down at the 25 of Chillicothe. Also, in the second quarter, second inning, the Kansas City Royals trailing the Detroit Tigers 4-0. Is that being played in Detroit?
No, it's in Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Boy, Kansas City just can't beat Detroit. What a revolting development that is, too.
Midget is going to be wide to the right for the Hornets. Split backfield with Luke Plummer and Aaron Baker. Baker gets the pitch out. Baker brought down in the backfield. Late flag brought down initially by Alex Pyatt. Pyatt slams his hand into the turf as he's mad. It was on him, an unintentional, I believe, face mask on Baker. But let's see the call here. Face mask is the call against Pyatt on Baker. So that penalty will give maybe a yard of positive ground here for the Hornets on that first down carry by Baker. Butch, a lot of these LeBlanc players play both ways.
Yeah, they do. They do.
That could be a factor later in this game.
It could be because Chillicothe doesn't have a whole lot of players going both ways.
2:48 remains, second quarter. First and nine from the Hornets, 26. Locke goes back to pass, throws. A flag comes out of the secondary as the defender, number 38 for LeBlanc, hit Schaefer, who was the intended receiver. That's Caleb Jimenez.
Did they call an illegal receiver downfield?
They did. Well, he got bumped before the ball was delivered to him. I thought maybe it was going to be roughing the receiver there. Interference, that is. It's going against the Hornets, though, Butch.
Yeah, that'll be a 5-yard penalty as we had, illegal receiver. And, oh, nuts. That'd be a 5, so it'll bring up a first down and 13.
First and 13 for the Hornets at their own 22-yard line at the west end of the field. Two wide receivers stacked to the left. Pitchback goes to Midget. Midget's going nowhere. Tackle made by number 26 of the LeBlanc Golden Eagles. Noah Olinger and Dylan Garrett on the tackle there. Hornets go with a no-huddle offense here on second down and 11. And now we're going to have a timeout called. Referees give the Hornets a timeout, their second of this first half. They have one more remaining as Chilligothe trails 10-0 over from the Golden Eagles of LeBlanc. Let's take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. All right, second and 11. The Hornets are in shotgun formation. Here's the snap back to Lawhoff. Lawhoff is going to be brought down quickly back at the 19-yard line of Chillicothe. So the Hornets come out of their timeout, and it results in a Chillicothe quarterback sack. And now Dudek going to take advantage and take a timeout himself. That's their first one of this first half. They lead 10-0 over the Hornets and are going to try to get the ball back quickly and maybe put up another few more points on the board. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Chilligotti has a third down and 16 now after the quarterback sack of Lawhoff back at their own 19-yard line. We're coming out of a LeBlanc timeout as they are hoping to get this ball back. Lawhoff is in shotgun formation, takes the snap, hands off to Midgen in the backfield. He reverses it to Baker. Baker is run out of bounds at the 21-yard line on that reverse. He might have picked up 1 yard as this LeBlanc defense is just stretching the field north to south and not allowing the Hornets to get much of anything on the corners, Butch.
They're not allowing anything. This defense is very stingy. They're doing a great job. They're winning the battle at the line of scrimmage. And Chillicothe cannot get their offense going as we've got 2:02 to go in the second quarter. And now they ran out of bounds, stopped the clock, which doesn't help. So Chillicothe is going to have to punt here.
Baker punting once again. I believe this is like his fifth punt of the first half from his own 10. He gets a snap, punts it away from Court Patrick. It goes rolling across the 50-yard line and out of bounds at the LeBlanc 49-yard line. So LeBlanc will have a short field. Two timeouts remain in this first half. LeBlanc will have it first and 10 at their own 49-yard line with 1:56 remaining in the first half to put some more points on the board against the Hornets. Some other scores to announce late in the first half. Savannah is now beating St. Joe Benton 26-7. And Maryville, late in the first half, has gone up on Cameron 30-6. From the 49 of LeBlanc, Sean Z, the quarterback, has a strong line to the right, goes back to pass, unloads it for Pyatt. It is loose. Boy, oh boy, Butch. Matt Schaefer was right there, and if he would have turned to the quarterback, he might have had a touchdown there.
Wouldn't it have been
pick six?
That'd have been sweet.
Oh!
Giving his old grandfather a heart attack if he'd done that. But
fundamentally, he was doing fine. He was going in for the tackle.
I know. He's doing exactly what he's supposed to do. But Shaunzi just kind of threw that ball up for grabs, the LeBlanc quarterback, and Matt just couldn't get in position to make the play. Oh, boy.
Second down and 10 for LeBlanc at their own 49-yard line. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Pyatt in the backfield. Shaunzi rolls to his left, looks to throw. He's hit as he throws down the sidelines. Incomplete pass for Hartman at the Hornet 20-yard line. Coverage applied on Hartman by Kyle Ross.
Kyle Ross had a better chance of catching that than Hartman did. And almost had the interception. So we're going to have a third down and 10.
Butch, what is it with this Dudek and how he develops these quarterbacks at LeBlanc? The last few years we had to deal with McAuliffe, the southpaw left-hander, you know, and he was a very good tactician with the offense. And this year, Shaunzi, his first year starting out, he's a senior, finally getting some playing time, and he's looking really good.
He looks really good.
Obermeyer and Patrick wide to the right along with Hartman. Under center now on third and 10 goes Shaunzi from the LeBlanc 49. Pumps once, unloads down the west sidelines, well overthrown for the intended receiver, Obermeyer, near the Hornet 10-yard line. So it'll be fourth down now and 10 for LeBlanc at their own 49. Coverage applied by Wagner Chapman on Obermeyer.
At a minute 38 to go here in the second quarter, LeBlanc's going to go in punt formation. Chillicothe, what do we have? One timeout left?
One timeout left, Butch.
So Chillicothe's going to get the ball back here with a timeout.
Sam Shaunzi back in punt formation. I believe he's a pretty good punter, like the all-conference punt, or golfer, an all-conference golfer. Here's the punt by Shaunzi. Pyatt is going to down it at the Chillicothe 21-yard line. Is good coverage brought down by the LeBlanc punting unit to get down there quickly, and Midget had no way of returning that. 1:29 remains, second quarter. Chillicothe has one timeout remaining. They trail it 10-0 to LeBlanc.
It was one of those plays that the LeBlanc downed the ball, and actually they should have just waited for the referee to blow the ball dead. They maybe could have run another 5 or 6 seconds off the clock, but LeBlanc downed the ball, which works to Chillicothe's advantage.
Matt Schaefer will be wide to the left. Lawhoff under center. Counter handoff goes to Midget. Midget gets into the secondary. Biggest yardage of the night from the backfield. He's crossed midfield. He's at the 40, the 35 of LeBlanc, the 20. Stiff arms a defender inside the 15. He's brought down out of bounds by Alex Pyatt. Midget gets it all the way down to the LeBlanc 12-yard line. The longest play from scrimmage tonight for this Hornet offensive unit.
70 yards on that play, Mark. Great run there by DL. Saw a huge hole and scampers upfield, gets down to the 10-yard line. Let's see if Chillicothe can't get some points here, as we really need this for the momentum.
All right, here they go, the Hornets. From the 11, handoff goes to Plummer. Off left side, gets a tackle from Aaron Baker. Plummer dives in for the touchdown. Hornets score their first touchdown of the night with 1:10 remaining in the second quarter. Luke Plummer goes in from 11 yards out to make the score. St. Joe Bishop LeBlanc 10, Chillicothe 6.
Well, that's what the Hornets need right there.
Ty Figg will be holding now for Wagner Chapman on the extra point attempt. Here's the kick. It's high. It is good. 1:10 remains second quarter here at Missouri Western State University, and the Chillicothe Hornets offense has awakened. They now trail only by 3-10-7 to the host, St. Joe Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles.
That's a huge play, huge series. Two plays, 80 yards. Helped there by D.L. Midget, 70-yard run. Both teams looked a little lethargic there in their last possession, but Chillicothe very wisely was able to make a big play with less than 2 minutes to go and get down and then let Plummer score from 10 yards out. Is huge right before the half, Mark.
And, Butch, you're standing up once again. I think you're getting a little excited. You need to settle down, buddy.
Hey, listen, I was planting flowers this afternoon, and my back's killing me. That's why I was sitting down.
All right.
What possessed me to be doing that today, I don't know. But
well, Butch, I got something else to tell you. I trimmed my bushes yesterday. I'm feeling just like you were today. Here's Wagner Chapman. He's got it teed up at the west 40-yard line. This one's going to go on the ground, be picked up at the 10 by Patrick. He's up to the 15, the 20, the 25, and spun down by number 18 of the Hornets. That's Brent Young.
Great play, great open field tackle by Brent Young to make the stop on LeBlanc at their own 27-yard line, it looks like. So LeBlanc's going to have the ball with, one timeout or?
Two. Well, Butch, you know how last week you were bragging about Ty Figg on the special teams and everything and running in that 44-yard touchdown run. Brett Young lives just up the street from me. I taught him how to tackle there,
you?
Big guy.
You did a good job.
Here's Shaughnessy rolling to his right, throws, incomplete pass. The intended receiver was number 21, Trey Hartman. But it goes incomplete, as right now the LeBlanc offense is kind of sputtering on this last offensive possession and starting to this one. Kyle Ross on the coverage of Hartman.
Should have seen Ty Figg in the JV game the other night.
Did he play pretty good?
Oh, my goodness. He put on a clinic. Had two touchdown receptions, threw another pass for a touchdown, and then ran for another one, I think. He had quite a night.
Three wide receivers to the right for LeBlanc. Shaughnessy backs the pass. No, he hands off, delay handoff to Pyatt. Pyatt's into the secondary. 30, 35, 40 of LeBlanc. Still on his feet and dives forward with the extra effort to the LeBlanc 45-yard line, picking up the first down and about 10 more yards after that. Under 1 minute remains here in the second quarter. 52 seconds to be exact. Now the clock starts to run after they set the chains. Shotgun formation for Shaughnessy. Looking to his left. He throws, incomplete, overthrew number 21, Trey Hartman, threw behind him. Wagner Chapman was there to hit Hartman had he caught the ball. That stops the clock, though, with 43 seconds remaining, second quarter. Chillicothe trails by three, the difference in R.L. Romesburg field goal earlier in this second quarter.
43 seconds to go.
Hartman and Courtpatrick wide to the right of Shaughnessy. To the left is Obermeyer. Now Hartman goes in motion to the backfield. Fake handoff to Pyatt. Rolling to his right. He throws to Patrick. Patrick catches it inside the 10 and falls at the 11 of Chillicothe. And again, the body language for the Hornets goes down in disgust. That was a fine throw there on the run by Shaughnessy.
Fine throw by Shaughnessy. A great catch. Great catch. Diving catch. And LeBlanc's got the ball at the Hornet 10-yard line. What a revolting development that is, Mark.
Second down and 10, or first and 10 for LeBlanc. Shaughnessy throws it to the north corner of the end zone. In and out of the hands of Obermeyer. Had he held on, he would have been out of bounds, I'm afraid. They can pick up a first down, Butch, if they get down to the one-yard line, but with time only being 25 seconds in the second quarter, it doesn't really matter there. Kate Snyder has entered this ball game defensively for the Hornets.
So, let's see, what is the timeout situation? Is it?
They have two timeouts, I believe, Butch. Wide receiver to the right, that's Obermeyer. Courtpatrick down here to the left. You got to watch him. They're 10 yards off of him defensively. Shaughnessy's looking for him. He's hit. He throws in and out of the hands of Hartman at the 5, who came out of the backfield. Chapman and Ross were there to bring him down, but Hartman just took his eyes off of it. He could have made it interesting, Butch, for a touchdown.
I think so. That was a break for the Hornets in that he dropped that pass.
Shaughnessy gets the play from the sidelines as they are signaling into him.
Third down, third and 10, 21 seconds to go here in the second quarter.
Shaughnessy has Potsy and Ralph Mouth wide to the left. Hartman flanked tight to the left. You get the theme there, right, Butch?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
Timeout called, Butch. Timeout with 21 seconds. Timeout called by the Hornets, their last one of this first half. They trail the Golden Eagles 10-7. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Let's set the stage for you. I'm Mark Zimmer. To my right, Butch Schaefer. We've got 21 seconds remaining. First half here at Missouri Western State University. Chillicothe trails St. Joe Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles by a score of 10-7. LeBlanc, though, has the ball, third down and 10 at the Hornet 11-yard line. 18 seconds on the play clock. Shaughnessy goes under center. He has three wide receivers stacked to the left. Pyatt, the lone setback. Shaughnessy quickly throws to the north corner of the end zone. It is caught by Obermeyer, and it is a touchdown. Boy, it was close, folks, but he must have gotten both feet in bounds for the touchdown from Shaughnessy to Obermeyer. Tonight, Shaughnessy's second touchdown pass of the evening. All this was set up by an Obermeyer catch deep down the field, and he landed at about the 11-yard line on the Shaughnessy throw, and Romesburg is in to attempt the point after. That touchdown came with 16 seconds remaining, second quarter. Romesburg now is awaiting the snap. It's put down. Here's the kick strongly and going right through. No good. That'll keep the score at 16-7. The Golden Eagles on top of the Chillicothe Hornets with 16 seconds remaining in the first half. Well, Butch, gosh dang it, we didn't have the momentum for very long there. But we do know we can score against
them. We do. And you know what? We got 16 seconds. Who knows what can happen?
You betcha. We haven't had a touchdown returned on a kickoff return for a touchdown in a long time, I don't believe, have we? Did Midget have one earlier this year, or was it called back? I don't remember.
I don't think we have had one. Let's Let's have one right now.
Let's have one. This is the artificial turf field here at Missouri Western State University, Spratt Stadium.
At least we think it is. We're so far away from it, I'm not sure.
It's green, at least.
Yeah, it's green.
All right, here's Romesburg. He has it teed up at the East 40-yard line. Back deep is Midget. He's standing back at the goal line. Here's the kickoff. They're going to kick it on the ground. It's going to be kicked short. Returned by Matt Schaefer at the 30. 35, 40. Moving the pile forward, trying to get to the 45, but he's going to be brought down. They're going to mark it at the Hornet 44-yard line. 8 seconds remains in the first half. LeBlanc's going to be in their prevent defense here. Both teams entered tonight's game at 3-1 on the season and 1-1 in conference play. Something's going to give in this on their records here tonight.
Yep.
Lahoff going to go under center. He's going to have Baker and Disler in the backfield. Handoff goes to Baker. Around the left side he goes. He's tripped up at the 46, but dives forward to midfield, a gain of 7. And that'll be the final play of the first half of this Midland Empire Conference game in St. Joseph, Missouri, with your Chillicothe Hornets trailing the St. Joe Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles by a score of 16-7. Let's take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with our halftime show right after this.